And to our last story this hour, Palestinian refugees in the Aida refugee camp have held a funeral ceremony for a 40-year-old woman killed by an Israeli gas canister which was shot into her home inside of the camp. Palestinians in the West Bank are angry at Israel over raids against Palestinians living in different parts of the occupied region. Here's a report.
Palestinians gathered in the Aida refugee camp located in the Palestinian city of Bethlehem to participate in the funeral of 40-year-old Noha Katamish, who died as a result of gas canisters fired into her house by Israeli forces on Monday.
There was gas inside the house. They shot a gas bomb inside the house. She had problems with her respiratory system. She couldn't take the gas. The gas killed her. May God have mercy on her soul.
Residents of the camp have voiced their anger at Israel's recent attacks on the camp.
Martyr Noha Katamish is the latest victim of the Israeli violence. The Israeli regime has used numerous weapons against us, including gas canisters, sound bombs, rubber-coated and live ammunition.
Bethlehem has an approximate population of 230,000 people, over 60,000 of which are Palestinian refugees living in three different refugee camps inside of the city.
The refugee camps are especially targeted because the people are asking for their right to return to their homes and lands.
Bethlehem lost about 87% of its land area due to Israeli settlements and is also cut up by what the Palestinians call the apartheid wall.
It's an abomination. It's three times as high as the Berlin Wall, but just like the Berlin Wall, this wall, this apartheid annexation expansion wall, is going to be tumbled, is going to be broken down.
According to the camp's popular committee campaign, a Palestinian youth was also shot by live Israeli ammunition earlier this week and then abducted from the camp to an unknown location by Israeli forces.
Palestinian mourners chanted slogans of unity and resistance during the funeral procession. They also demanded that the Palestinian government immediately cease what was described as shameful negotiations with the occupier, especially under such circumstances. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Aida Refugee Camp.